back to Real Talk About Feminism. We are so excited to be here today because we said that we would do a WNBA episode for the girlies, like a 101 intro, and we are delivering today.
We are.
So if you want all the basics on the WNBA and how to watch the season and all the teams, keep listening.
Yes, it's going to be so fun. I'm excited to learn because you're teaching this episode. So I'm excited. I'm excited for the season.
Okay, I have to quickly say something about a reel that we had that we're still getting comments on. Oh. And all of the comments are literally just men. And my blood is boiling over it because I just get so annoyed when people base everything that we're saying off of literally a 30-second clip. And some of the most popular comments were like, "You girls didn't take economics, did you?" I'm like, actually, I did twice, so thank you. You guys are so stupid. You don't even know what you're talking about. Okay, well, I went to your profile and you're saying to love one another, so you suck. Another one was like, the NBA has people who buy their jerseys and buy their tickets and are season ticket holders and watch every game. The WNBA doesn't have that. And one king commented, read the comment or read the caption because you had posted, let's get the WNBA viewership up. Mm-hmm. And so I hearted that comment. I was like, thank you so much, King. Mm-hmm. I was like, that is the whole point of this, is to bring awareness.
Yeah.
Like, we are in the same boat as most of the world. We have not really watched games or anything, but we want to now. So yeah. That's part of why we're also doing this episode, because we want to increase viewership. We want more recognition for the WNBA.
Yeah. Yeah. And like a lot of the men in the comments were like, the WNBA doesn't even make money. Yeah, I know that.
We know that.
Like, it's obviously subsidized by the NBA. Yes. Moving on.
Literally.
We want to get viewership up.
Stop bringing this energy to my notifications, please.
Yeah. I was like, I didn't even look at any of them. I'm not even going to lie.
When they started rolling in, I was like, oh, we had something go viral. Okay, great. So then I was looking and I was like, not our demographic.
No. It's like never our demographic.
It's never. It's so annoying.
But it's okay because we are just excited to become WNBA fans, bring the new fresh energy. I mean, I've been keeping up mm-hmm. on Instagram.
Yep.
And it's fun. I don't know. Like, it's just like right now, like the practice and like all of
the preseason games.
The preseason and like they're showing like the training because like they just had the draft. Yeah. So I'm, like, loving seeing, like, okay, we see Caitlin Clark with the Indiana Fever.
We see Angel Reese. Like, we see all the people that we know. By the time this episode comes out, an actual season game will have already been played. But right now, it's just preseason going on.
So, yeah, we love that.
Well, we have a couple updates for you guys that we want to chat about before we get into the episode. One of them being that Haley's boyfriend, Kendrick, came into town. And we actually got to go on a double date.
Yeah, we kind of like had like an extended double date, which was fun. Like it like bled over into the next day.
Yeah.
Like, it was kind of like a hangout weekend. But yeah, it was really fun. We it was kind of a quick trip for him as like an extended weekend, but what did we do? Oh, we went to dinner, me and Kendrick and Kenz and Khalil. We went to dinner, and then we went to an arcade bar, which was fun.
Yeah, that was super fun.
Yeah, we got cute pictures and stuff. And then the next day, we went to, like, a family brunch just to celebrate our dad. It was his birthday. And that was fun, having both of the boyfriends there.
It was fun, honestly.
Because, yeah, like, I was like, this is fun. Like, this feels, like, very...
like they fit. That's what I thought. I was
like, it was like you're part of the family.
Yeah.
And then we went shopping at the outlets like after that. Just
Yep. I spent too much money at Aerie, but happy.
Speaking of, we got at Aerie, we got the same bra. And smoothies?
Yeah, it's like their Skims dupe brand.
And it is very nice, I will say. Like
extremely
the bra,
nice.
I haven't been able to I haven't been able to find a bra that fits me because it's just been like awkward and my boobs just like keep growing. Like they will not stop.
It's like extended puberty.
No, I'm not even joking. Like it's to the point where I'm like, okay, like I'm good. But, you know, beggars can't be choosers because I like always wanted this. So, but yeah, like I actually found a bra that fits And it's very comfy. It's very
There's no soft. Underwire. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really nice. And then we each got like a cute little like tank top that's also like a Skims dupe. And then you got other stuff too.
Well, I got two of those and then one of the bodysuits of the Skims dupe.
Yeah.
So nice. And the leggings I got are so nice. Because that's the thing. I'm like, I'm just realizing that there are so many different clothes I need besides like cute shirts. Because like I'm working out more. Mm-hmm. I need more work clothes, like more undergarments. So
yeah,
been mindful about shopping.
Yeah.
But it was fun to go with the boys too.
Yeah.
We walked into Aerie and they were like, we're going to go to the Nike outlet store.
Yeah. And they were like, at one point, like Kendrick texted me and was like, we're going to get matching jorts. And like they were like obviously vibing and having fun. And we were like, yay. But then also we were like, oh, no jorts.
Not the jorts.
No jorts. Which didn't happen. But yeah, no, it was fun. It was just fun because yeah, like our boyfriends get along really well, but they haven't really met that many times.
I think that was the second time they've met, truly.
I think third.
Still.
But yeah, still it's like brief. So yeah, I think they get along, which is falling perfectly into the plan. But yeah, it was fun.
I also want to recap AHS Delicate because I'm not satisfied.
I am.
I just feel like we got all the answers we were waiting for, but it felt like very rushed.
Well, it had to be.
I know that.
Because there was a literal strike.
No, I know that. But do you know what I'm saying? Like, I was just like, on the internet after, that made me sound so old. like, looking for, like, explanations and stuff. And everyone was in agreement. Everyone was like, yeah, it was kind of vague and, like, not full circle.
I disagree. I do. I disagree. I just think, like, I think they finished it out in a way, like, the best way that they could have.
Given the circumstances, yeah.
Given the circumstances, yes. And I never with, like, albums or shows, I never, like, go on TikTok and, like, look up the meaning because I just, like, come up with it on my own. And so maybe, like, it's kind of that feeling of like, oh, everyone else feels that way too. So like it's amplifying my feeling of like
maybe
not feeling complete. Not to say that you're just like hopping on a bandwagon.
But it was just backing up what I was feeling.
Yes, it's backing up what you're feeling. I just kind of felt like it was like dragging on because of the strike, obviously.
Low key, yeah.
So it's like I'm glad it like finished. But spoiler, was not expecting Kim.
I wasn't either.
What's her name? Siobhan.
Siobhan, yeah.
I was not expecting her to be the mastermind of it all.
Yeah.
Like
the most evil one.
Literally, like, the most evil witch.
Dude, I feel so bad for Emma Roberts' character.
What was her name? What was her character's name?
What was her
name? I don't
even
know.
I don't remember. It'll come to us. Literally everyone in her life was
Anna.
Like,
was it Anna?
Anna. It was Anna. Yeah, Anna Alcott.
Yeah.
Everyone in her life was, like, strategically placed there. Like, she had no real people who genuinely cared about her.
No, because it was, like, her nanny from when she was a kid.
Yep.
Her
freaking husband cheating on her.
Yeah, her husband literally having the most horrid affair.
Oh, my gosh. That was scary.
But then also the husband ending up being Siobhan's son.
Son? Yeah.
Like, it was weird. It was weird. And then, like, Ew. It was weird.
It was so weird.
It was like giving
but
incest.
Then when girl with the big eyebrows, Cara Delevingne. When she was I was like Paper Towns. That's Paper what Towns. I know her from really. When she was explaining and all the other witches, like, we want a matriarchy and this is our plan. I was like,
yeah,
okay,
I know. I was like, you know. I know. I'm like, obviously that's like very evil.
So
but
evil.
Like the basis, the idea of them trying to build up a matriarchy after, like, being, like,
hurt by men?
Yes, hurt by men and, like, shoved down. Yes.
Yeah.
So it's, like, I like that, but also they were scary.
They were terrifying.
Yeah.
They were terrifying.
That was a good show. I low-key want to, like, rewatch it so that I can see. Yeah. Because there was, like, a big gap.
There was. Because we were like, why was she eating the dead raccoon? And then they answered that.
Yeah, but wait.
But it's, like, all these things that we were forgetting. Like, who was leaving the Barbies? Who was? It was weird. There were so many weird things.
We never got an answer on the Barbies, I feel like. I mean, it probably did.
I feel like we did. I think it was just them leaving the Barbies around. Yeah. Because remember when she tracked them and they were in the shape of star? Star. Yeah.
Yeah, that was... There was a lot going on. I do want to rewatch it, actually, yeah. Because it was, I think it was a good show. If they could have ended it in a different way, it would have been better, but they did what they could.
Yeah. And
it was good. That was the first season of American Horror Story that I've ever seen.
Yeah, I'd only seen Murder House. And then right after that, we were like, okay, let's watch another season. Yeah. So we started Cult.
Yeah.
It's not what I wanted. I think we should watch Coven.
So my coworker, she was like, have you seen Coven? Because I asked if anyone had seen Delicate. I think that's like one of the
most popular.
Okay, we can watch that.
Yeah.
Now I want to watch it.
Okay, we'll keep you guys updated.
Yeah. Now we're going to go back and like watch all
yeah.
But yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah. I know. It ended and we were both just like, okay.
Yeah, like that was all a right. lot going on in the last episode.
It was a lot. It was a lot.
It was. They shoved a lot in.
Yeah. I also have officially finished my prereqs, so yay. I'm starting my nursing program in August, and I'm so excited. It's finally happening.
Do you have, like, a supply list of, like, stuff you have to get?
We have a series of webinars that they're going to go over all that, like the compliance stuff, the background check, all that.
Yeah.
I have my orientation dates, so dang. At least I can start planning a little bit, but yeah. I'm so excited.
Is it, like, all spaced throughout the summer?
Yeah.
Like, slowly, you'll just be yeah. getting ready? That's exciting. That's huge.
I know.
I'm like, you're going to be a nurse.
I know.
Like, not that I can't see that, but I'm just like, it's been in the making for so long.
Yeah.
And so it's like finally about to happen.
And it's like actually going to be my career. You know, like when like our friends, some of our friends are like in their careers and it's yeah. just weird to think about.
Yeah. I feel like I'm in my career, but I'm only 22. So maybe that's too soon to say, but like.
Well, you were included in that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like people in our friend group have already decided, like, this is what I want
the path
to do. Yeah.
That they want to go down.
Yeah.
And you were like, I'm getting my bachelor's.
Yeah, like this like, is an in-between.
Up in the air, yeah. So I get yeah. that. I get that. It's exciting.
I know. I'm excited. I wanted to share that update with you guys.
Very excited yeah. for you. I'm like, not to like make it. State the obvious, I guess, but like when we were texting the other day, I was out of town all week for work, so like we haven't
yeah,
really
it was
seen
like
the
longest
other.
Week ever.
Yeah, it was. I also had a sinus infection the whole time. It was terrible.
So bad.
But when you were texting me that, you were like, you said something. Oh no, we were just planning like once I move, like when yeah. are we gonna see each other next? Like when could we visit? Blah blah blah. And I was just like, you're about to be in nursing school, like. Intense.
I know. I'm like, this is my last summer of freedom.
Yeah, like
truly, because it's gonna be like working full time and going to school in the evening. So
yeah, you're gonna be busy.
It'll be rough.
How are we gonna do the podcast?
I don't know.
We might be getting some solo episodes for me. I don't know.
Honestly,
we'll make it work. No, it'll work. It'll be fine.
Yeah,
but like,
it always works out.
I was about to like go into like if you like if there's a week. No, that's off the air. That's off the air. That's exciting. I'm excited yeah. for you.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't have any like big updates like that. I don't think.
Yeah, not really.
Oh, I'm going to Europe in 10 days from this time.
Yeah. Well, okay, we're doing a whole recap when you come back for
yes,
sure.
Yes.
For sure.
I think when I come back, we're just going to do like a recap episode of like what we've both been doing.
Yeah.
Because you have a trip.
Yeah.
Which will be very fun.
I'm very excited.
You have a couple trip.
Yeah. My boyfriend and I are celebrating our 1 year anniversary next week. And so this trip is like, let's celebrate. And like, we've never traveled together.
Yeah.
So we keep joking, like, are you going to get sick of me? Are you going to get sick of me after? Because it's like 4 days and we've never spent that much time consecutively together.
Oh. That's funny.
Yeah.
That'll be fun, though.
I know. I'm so excited.
Hopefully there's no, like, little tiffs. I mean, it's bound to happen if you're traveling.
Okay.
And, like, it's stressful.
So you know how anal I get when I travel, right? I was telling him, I was like.
I wouldn't say anal, but, like,
I feel like
specific.
I'm sometimes I'm very, like, anal when okay. I travel. But But I was telling him, I was like, me not having like a full itinerary already planned is a big step for me.
It is. Yeah.
I was like, honestly, like, I told him, like, let's just plan the main things we want to do, and then we'll just hang out outside of that. And yeah. I rarely do that.
Yeah.
So.
I like that. Yeah. I think that'll be fun.
No, it's good. He compliments me in that way.
That's good.
Because he's very, like, easygoing. Let's just hang out.
Yeah. It's weird because, like, I'm also that way. I'm, like, go with the flow. But, so, it's me and my best friend going to Europe.
And she's even more go with the flow.
She's even more go with the flow. So in this relationship, I am the planner. But even then, like, we don't even have, like, our part of our lodging set yet. But that's on her. I was like, you need to deal with that.
Yeah.
So we need to figure that out. But, like, I planned out, like, I got our hostels or Airbnbs, whatever, for the other places. And that's all we've planned out. And then we have a shared note of, like, each city we're going to. And then if we've seen, like, a restaurant on TikTok or what. But like
must do.
Yeah. But that's it. And so, like, it's literally just going to be every day go with the flow. And I'm so excited.
I love that, though, especially for Europe. Because here's my thing now, like, with this trip and moving forward, there are things that you need tickets for. So that's where I'm, like, the planning needs to happen for that. Like, if you want to go to the Louvre, like, I'm sure you need tickets. Like, that's what I think about.
Yeah.
So those types of things. But everything else, it's like, yeah, let's just go walk into a restaurant. Let's go hang out. Let's walk by the Seine. Like, that's such a vibe.
I know. Our hotel our Airbnb in Paris is, like, right by the Seine. And we have a view of the Eiffel Tower. I know.
So pretty.
But, yeah, I didn't think about that. Maybe for Paris.
Because, like, if there's must-see things you want to go to, and, like, I'm guessing all the attractions, like, the main tourist things, you need tickets for.
Yeah. Okay. Well, going to be looking that up after this. But, yeah, we'll just do, like, a whole recap episode because we won't have seen each other in a few weeks. And, obviously, we're batching right now because we're busy. So, yeah, when we come back, we'll just give you guys a whole recap.
I'm so excited.
Same. Well, getting into our obsessions. What is yours?
So, my obsession as of late is Brittany Broski's podcast.
Okay.
Because I will put on her podcast and literally laugh the entire time. Like, I'll be at work silently laughing to myself because she's so funny.
She's so unhinged.
She is so hilarious. Like, everything is so out of pocket, so unhinged, truly. Like, I'm obsessed with her.
Yeah. The one time I gave her podcast a try was when I was repotting my plants. And so I was outside in the front and I was just playing it out loud. But she gets a little...
Sometimes it's a little raunchy.
It's a little raunchy. And there's, like, kids in the neighborhood. And I mean, they're in high school, but I was just like, I don't know. And so I turned it off because it was, like, getting really raunchy. And I was like, oh, this is how I turned it off.
You're like, Brittany.
Yeah. And I haven't listened since, but, like, there's no reason why I haven't.
She's so funny.
Yeah. No, I know she's funny. I should listen.
Because I follow her on Instagram and TikTok. Like,
really?
She's just hilarious. Like, she's just one of those people where she has no agenda, no motivation, except she loves to make people laugh.
Yeah, she's funny. She's very funny. Well, my obsession is Girl in Red. Girl in Red just released a new album probably like a month ago. And I only listened to, like, We Fell in Love in October because I feel like that's a very popular song. But I didn't listen to Girl in Red before. But then the new episode, she had a song with Sabrina Carpenter. Or not new episode, album. New album.
Yeah, I was like, I already know what you're talking about.
New episode. So on the new album, she had a song with Sabrina Carpenter.
I like that song.
Yes. And that was the one she released first, and I was obsessed. And now I, like, know all the words to all the songs.
What's it called again?
I'm Doing It Again, Baby.
Okay.
Or Doing It Again.
Okay.
But yeah, it's very good. I love it. I really love, New Love. That's like kind of like the one that's always in my head, but I just love it. And she's coming to Red Rocks,
yeah,
but it's on May 25th and I'll be gone or else I would totally go. Cause I know all the words, like,
and Red Rocks, dang, I didn't know she was that big.
She's huge. Yeah. But yeah, so that's my obsession. Let me know if you guys, if we have any Girl in Red fans out there. Tell me your favorite song.
I'd never really even heard of Girl in Red before you and our younger brother were talking about it. And then when I said that, our younger brother was like, yeah, of course, Kenz, it's by energy. Like, you wouldn't get it. I was like, fair. fair. I've just been like obsessed, like fully head first obsessed with all of the gay pop. Chapel Roan.
I freaking love Chapel.
Renee Rapp. Girl in Red. Like those are my latest obsessions. Yeah. And like I've always liked them, except for Girl in Red. But I'm just like obsessed.
Yeah. Honestly.
And like all I want to listen to is gay pop. It's so good.
I love it. I love Chapel.
I know. I went on a deep dive yesterday and like for like 20 minutes, I just was scrolling through all her videos on TikTok and I learned so much about her because I normally just like listen to music. I don't really like connect with the artists, you know? Yeah. Like I don't follow them or anything except for like SZA. But I was like, I need to graduate to the point where like I love Chapel Roan. So I need to get to know her. And she's so cute.
She is cute. I watched that TikTok you showed me and I really liked it.
Yeah.
I'm kind of in the same boat. Like I am a Swiftie, but I'm not that type of Swiftie where like I know all the Easter eggs and like every single aspect of her dating history. Like all of my artists that I like, I don't really follow them.
Yeah, you like the music.
I'll follow them on social media, but I don't really deep dive. It's kind of fun though, because I'm like, low-key, like, in a way, we're spending time with them.
Yeah.
And so it's like, why wouldn't I want to get to know them?
Right. It's just fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
Yeah, I agree. I love it.
Well, we're going to get into our feminist highlights. And this week, we are highlighting Helen Morales. She is the first U.S. woman to win Olympic gold in wrestling and recently became the first U.S. woman to qualify for 3 Olympics in wrestling.
Whoa.
She is a member of the nonprofit organization called Wrestle Like a Girl. And according to their website, Wrestle Like a Girl, quote, sits at the intersection of wrestling, gender equality, and social good with a focus on strategic programming, advocacy, and education and research. Their mission is to empower girls and women using the sport of wrestling to become leaders in life, and their vision is to increase access and opportunities for girls and women worldwide.
I love that.
I know. I'm so interested in wrestling. Like, I think when the Olympics come around, I'm definitely going to be watching because it's so – they are such athletes.
Yeah. We gained an appreciation for wrestling because our younger brother did it for a season, and, like –
I was so impressed.
It's so technical.
Yeah.
Like, very technical and very hard. And, yeah, like, we were impressed. So, yeah, I'm excited. I'm interested in to watch it.
Yeah. I'll put the website to that organization into the show notes if you guys want to look into it more.
We're going to take a quick break to talk about our sponsor, BetterHelp. There's a lot going on in the world right now, and we can all benefit from having someone to talk to.
Whether you need to work through a specific trauma, talk through a big decision, navigate relationship issues, are struggling with anxiety or depression, or just need someone to talk to, BetterHelp is here for you.
It's a super easy process. You sign up and get matched with a therapist tailored to your needs. There's financial help available if you qualify, and their rates are affordable to ensure that you get the help you need.
BetterHelp has given our listeners 10% off your first month. Use code RTAFPOD for 10% off therapy services. And you can also click the link in our show notes to get there very easily. Again, that's code RTAFPOD for 10% off therapy services.
All right, let's get educated.
WNBA time.
Yay!
Okay, I had so much fun researching this episode because I was like, I'm so excited. I love the girl power.
Yes.
So first off, I'm going to give what the teams are because I didn't even really know the teams.
Yeah.
So it's split up into 2 conferences, Eastern and Western.
Okay.
Eastern Conference is Atlanta Dream, Chicago Sky, Connecticut Sun, Indiana Fever, New York Liberty, and Washington Mystics.
Ooh.
Like the names are so good.
Yeah, I know. The Mystics. I want to be a Mystic.
The Western Conference is Dallas Wings, Las Vegas Aces, Los Angeles Sparks, Minnesota Lynx, Phoenix Mercury, and Seattle Storm.
Ooh.
Now, the 2024 draft results, I'm going to share what the results were and how it works. Because I was just all of a sudden seeing everything, right, about the draft. But I wanted to learn a little bit more.
Yeah.
So the draft rules, and as always, I'm going to put all these links in the show notes. This is according to sportingnews.com. The WNBA draft is divided into 3 rounds with 12 picks each, so only 36 total players are selected. The first 4 picks are determined by a lottery system. The 4 teams with the lowest cumulative records from the past 2 seasons are eligible for the lottery. This year, in 2024, it was Indiana, Phoenix, Seattle, and Los Angeles.
Okay. The order of draft selection is determined by 14 balls placed into a lottery machine and then drawn for the first two picks. The worse a team's record, the higher the odds are that they are drawn as the first pick. The team with the worst remaining record gets the third pick, and the remaining franchise is fourth.
Okay.
So then it says the remaining eight franchises are ordered from the worst to the best record. For example, Chicago, who had the fifth worst record in the league, earned the number five pick, while Las Vegas, who had the best regular season in the league, earned the number 12 pick. Teams can trade draft picks up until the day prior to the draft.
Wait, so even though the one team was doing better, they were 12?
Yes. Okay. And I think it's because of the trading.
Oh.
Because then it's like you're already seeing who's been picked. So if you want to trade.
So like if number one, if they picked Caitlin Clark and another team wanted Caitlin Clark that was in fifth, could they pick Caitlin Clark
too? I guess they could pick or they could trade.
And okay. And she could decide.
Yeah.
Okay.
I also want to share some of the eligibility requirements that players need to meet to even enter the draft. And they only need to satisfy one of the requirements.
Okay.
NCAA players must be graduation seniors or turn 22 years old the year of the draft, whether their birthday is before or after.
Okay.
If they have any remaining eligibility for whatever reason, they must renounce their eligibility so they can no longer play in the NCAA.
Okay.
This year, players had to do so before April 1st. If their team played in the Elite Eight or in any later rounds of the NCAA tournament, they had until 48 hours after their final game. Players can withdraw their name from WNBA consideration up to 5 days before the draft. International players who never played in the NCAA have one requirement in that they must turn 20 years old the year of the draft.
Wow. Okay, so you have to, if you're eligible, and so the people that were in like the Elite Eight,
yeah,
they had, if their team lost, then they had 48 hours to decide if they wanted to declare for the draft.
No, any of the players. Because yeah, you either have to be like graduating or turn 22 the year of the draft.
Okay.
So if they were juniors, for example, they have to renounce their eligibility if they want to play.
So they have to say,
or they have to be 22.
They have to say, I'm not going to play for college anymore.
Right. I'm moving on to the WNBA.
So that is what we're talking about women, but I think that's what LeBron's son did.
I don't know.
I think he, like, because he said he was going to go for the draft. Because he wants to play with his dad.
That is so cute. How have I not heard any of this?
I don't know how I have, honestly. But yeah, I think he said, like, I'm renouncing, like, I'm not gonna play college anymore. And because he's only a freshman, so I think he said, I'm not doing college, I'm gonna go for the draft. So he can't, if he doesn't get drafted, he can't play college anymore.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
Yeah,
that's what I,
yeah,
okay,
yeah,
okay. I'm just,
because he can't do both.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. Okay, so I'm going to share the 2024 WNBA draft results. Okay. Each of the rounds, there's three total, 36 okay, total picks. So round one, pick one was Indiana Fever, Caitlin Clark.
Slay.
Two, Los Angeles Sparks, Cameron Brink.
Ooh.
Three, Chicago Sky, Camila Cardoso. Four, Los Angeles Sparks, Ricky Jackson. Sorry. Five, Dallas Wings, J.C. Sheldon. Six, Washington Mystics, Aaliyah Edwards. Seven, Chicago Sky, Angel Reese. Eight, Minnesota Lynx, Alyssa Pilley. Nine, Dallas Wings, Carla Late. 10, Connecticut Sun, Lila Lacone. 11, New York Liberty, Markeisha Davis. 12, Atlanta Dream, Nayadu. I don't know how to say that. I'm sorry. Nayadu Pooch. I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
Sorry, I botched some of the names.
So that was the first round.
Okay. Yep. And those are, like, the names that we're seeing in the media, right?
Yeah.
So round two, Chicago Sky, Brenna Maxwell. Two, Seattle Storm, Nika Mule. Three, Indiana Fever, Celeste Taylor. Four, Las Vegas Aces, Daisha Fair. Five, New York Liberty, Esmery Martinez. That's a cute name.
Ooh.
Seven, Connecticut Sun, Tiana Jackson. Eight, Atlanta Dream, Isabel Borlas. Nine, Washington Mystics, Kaylin Truong. 10, Connecticut Sun, Helena Puyo. 11, New York Liberty, Jessica Carter. And 12, Las Vegas Aces, Elizabeth Kitley.
Okay, so that was round two.
Elizabeth Kitley went to Virginia Tech, by the way.
Okay, I was going to say, I feel like that name sounds familiar.
Yeah.
So wait, what team was she on?
She's on...
Please be the Mystics.
Las Vegas Aces.
Dang it. Okay. At the end, let's say what team we're going to be going for.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. Round three, Phoenix Mercury, Charisma Osborne, 2, Seattle Storm, Mackenzie Holmes, 3, Indiana Fever, Leilani Correa, 4, Los Angeles Sparks, Mackenzie Forbes, 5, Phoenix Mercury, Jazz Shelley, 6, Washington Mystics, Nastia Klassens, 7, Minnesota Lynx, Kiki Jefferson, 8, Atlanta Dream, Mathilde Villa, 9, Dallas Wings, Ashley Owusu, 10, Connecticut Sun, Abby Sue, 11, New York Liberty, Caitlin Davis, and 12, Las Vegas Aces, Angel Jackson.
Okay.
And I wanted to read those because as we're all watching this season, then we're going to know these names.
Yes.
And yes, we will share what team we're rooting for after. Mm-hmm. I'm undecided as of now.
I might be looking at the colors of the jerseys. I'm like, what would look good for me to wear? Okay, I love that. So those were all of the draft picks for 2024.
Yep. Those were the 2024 draft results.
Okay.
So now the team rankings for 2023, because this might help you to formulate. This
is, yeah.
I was thinking on this wavelength when I was doing this. Okay. So 2023, the Las Vegas Aces won the championship.
Okay.
They ranked 2 to 10 respectively. Or sorry, not the Vegas Aces. Ranked 2 to 10 respectively were New York, Liberty, Connecticut Sun, Dallas Wings, Atlanta Dream, Minnesota Lynx, Washington Mystics, Chicago Sky, Los Angeles Sparks, Indiana Fever, Seattle Storm, and Phoenix Mercury. Okay. So as I mentioned in the beginning, the season officially started May 14th.
Okay.
So right now it's just preseason.
Yeah.
Preseason started May 3rd. Now we're getting in how to watch. Okay.
Okay.
It's really hard to watch.
Oh.
Is what I was learning. So.
Well, maybe that's why no one's watching.
Exactly. So this is specifically from the WNBA website. The television and streaming schedule for the league's 28th season features matchups across ESPN platforms, 25 games, including 9 on ABC, 14 on ESPN, and 2 on ESPN2, CBS Television, Network/Paramount, plus CBS Sports Network, ION, NBA TV, and Prime Video.
Okay.
So that is confusing. And basically, it's just there's multiple different platforms that are only airing the games one at a time, basically.
Okay.
Additional information will be made available regarding Meta's 20-game broadcast schedule and the schedule for other distributors.
Okay.
In addition, ESPN platforms ABC, ESPN, and ESPN2 will broadcast every game of the WNBA playoffs presented by Google, which will feature up to 27 games, including the finals presented by YouTube TV. Like, why is this so complex? Like,
I don't know.
That's why I just included the whole thing. I'm like, I don't know how to break it down.
Yeah.
I did learn, though, that there is a League Pass annual.
Okay.
It's a year of access to watch live, out-of-market games, every game on demand, plus hundreds of games from the archives for only $35 a year.
So with that, do you get to see all of the,
yeah,
the games?
Yeah.
Oh,
and I'm linking that in the show notes. I think that's easiest. I'm also linking the schedule and the streaming information in the show notes because you might have to go and read a little bit about it on your own and figure out like what access you have to which channels and platforms. So there's all the information for how to watch.
Okay.
And the schedule.
I love.
But yes, the season officially started May 14th. So I recommend checking out the League Pass. I might go buy it.
I was gonna say, maybe
we could share it or something.
Yeah.
Because that seems like a pretty good deal to watch all the games. And that's a really good way to support.
Yeah. And like, I do want to watch.
Yeah.
So,
okay. Oh, absolutely.
Purchasing after this.
Yes. And then I wanted to end on like a little fun note because I saw so many articles about fashion and the draft and how like the WNBA specifically is merging these two very popular things, like sports and fashion.
Yeah.
That's so fun. So I'm going to link the article that I saw because I follow Caitlin Clark on Instagram and like I follow the WNBA now. So I was seeing all their outfits at the draft. They were so cute.
Yeah. They were really cute.
So cute.
They were all like absolutely slaying.
I think it was Cameron Brink that you sent me a post and you were like, I have a crush.
No, that is oh my gosh. She's still in college. What is her freaking name?
Okay, I'm looking right now.
No, I will figure it out.
It wasn't Cameron Brink?
No. it wasn't Cameron Brink. I mean, okay, she's obviously attractive. It's
wow, I'm looking at them and they were all slang.
She has like everyone in a chokehold because everyone's like, obviously it's not good to like speculate someone's sexuality.
Yeah.
But like she has so many girls questioning. And what is her name?
Yeah, please tell me.
Okay, I will tell you.
I just love that. Like I love how they're just breaking barriers. That's what it comes down to.
Yes. Yes.
I'm having so much fun with it.
No, honestly. Okay, wait. Maybe she's ranked in the top 25. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Not Caitlin Clark. Not Cameron Brink. Paige Beckers.
Paige Beckers. Okay, they're both blonde. That's why I mixed them up.
So, yeah, it's Paige Beckers. But Paige is in college still. Like, I don't, she's not in the WNBA, so.
Okay.
So I'll be watching college again. But yeah, no, I'm obsessed. Okay, what is your team?
Yeah, so who are we rooting for? I watched a video of somebody recommending, like, if you don't know what team to root for and you're just starting fresh, root for the team that, like, coincides with your NBA team the most.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, well, there's no Denver team. And then I was like, there is the LA Sparks. But I like the name of the Mystics.
I like the Mystics.
I also kind of want to root for the Aces just because they won last year.
I think what I'm going to go with is – I like Connecticut Sun. That's cute. I think I'm going to go with – oh, this is hard. I like the Mystics, but I also like Chicago Sky and Angel Reese.
Yeah.
I like Angel Reese.
Yeah, okay. Who were the players? Maybe that's what I need to figure out.
Let me look up the Chicago Sky uniforms. Okay.
Yeah, let's get a breakdown of the team colors.
Okay. Wait, like, honestly, all of the jerseys, like, not super cute. This is Chicago Sky.
It's kind of cute. Chi-town. Okay, officially, I'm going for the LA Sparks.
Okay.
Because both Ricky Jackson and Cameron Brink are on that team. Angel Reese is on Chicago Sky.
That's what I just said.
Oh, sorry.
I think. Okay, my official choice, you're going LA Sparks.
I'm going LA Sparks.
I'm going with, officially, I'm going with the Chicago Sky.
Okay.
So LA Sparks, Chicago Sky, we're in different conferences.
The LA Sparks jerseys look exactly like the
Lakers.
Yeah pretty much like same colors.
Yeah,
so that's easy because if I'm not rooting for the Nuggets, I'm rooting for the Lakers.
Okay, well, I just picked Chicago, so I'm going to Chicago.
Yeah. Okay, Sparks versus Chicago.
I love it. Honestly, like, that's fun. Like, I feel like I know that, like, a lot of people just kind of, like, if they don't have, like, a regional team that they like, then they'll just, like, pick a team and then they go with that team forever.
Yeah.
So, Chicago Sky, ride or die for me now.
Okay, I was literally just thinking, as I'm watching, I might jump ship depending on who I'm, like, drawn to.
Yeah.
But as of right now.
As of right
during now. During preseason, before the season has officially started, as of right now, LA Sparks.
Okay. And I am committing to Chicago Sky.
Okay.
We'll see if I jump ship. Well, that was fun.
Yeah, we're going to put a question box on the stories of what team you guys are rooting for as of right now. So connect with us that way.
We should do like a draft, like a big, or like a bracket.
Oh, that's cute.
Like, it's honestly too late now, but like next season,
yeah,
we should do like a real talk, like whoever wants to join.
That's cute. Like, I like that.
We can do a bracket. Anyways,
well, hopefully that helped you girlies get a little bit of information if you're serious about watching or just like want to be in the loop.
Yeah.
So cheer for your favorite teams. Let's get the viewership up for the WNBA and let's get matching salaries for rookies in both leagues.
Yeah, honestly. I mean,
it's going to be a long journey. But
also it's like, okay, Caitlin Clark, starting salary, she is a rookie. It's not that much, But then she also got like an $8 million Nike contract. Like, it's like.
No, I know.
About that. But equality, yeah. Like, let's get the rookies the same.
Yeah, because it's like salary. The NBA rookies are also getting high contracts and high salaries.
Yeah. So we need to watch so that we can get our WNBA girlies more recognition and higher starting salaries.
All right. Well, we will talk to you guys next week. As always, please look at the show notes. We have everything that we talked about today and ways to connect with us on social media. So go follow us. We'll talk to you next episode.
Bye.